This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven and a half the hour, the Thursday program is upon us. That means we are here to take care of you, to wrap us around your thinking. It is our nature to be protective, because that's the sort of folks we are here on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and C. Schillen. She's at C. Schillen. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington, as a matter of fact. So there's a lot of hoopla about the Catholic Archbishop of Australia, Jennifer. You're a Catholic, and the accusations are the same old, with regard to sexual misconduct, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and there has been in the last day or so lots of focus on that. I don't want to spend time talking about that. I want to talk about something in terms of religion that is more expansive, literally and figuratively. The mega church phenom, and what you prefer, those of you who go to church, do you prefer the big churches or small congregations? This is, you know, it's the big is better, goes all the way across the board of our lives, whether it's drinks, food, big TV sets, the big cineplexes, big houses, mansions, everything in our country seems to be getting larger and larger and larger. And that goes for churches as well. Americans are, in terms of numbers, shying away from organized religion. Church attendance is slipping, and a lot of it is because there isn't a message there. It isn't, comparatively speaking, compulsive. And then there's the stuff that involves Catholics and the Catholic Church. But there is one trend that's kind of interesting. The Joel Osment, what's his name? Joel
Osment, right?
Osment,
no.
That's it. No.
Osteen, isn't it?
Osteen, Osteen there that's you go. It. Joel Osteen.
And I like Osment. I like to make him an Osment.
Yeah. Well, Osments are Mormons, and they're big in church as well. These big churches like that one, he's got an old, I think the church is an old stadium, if I'm not mistaken. If you ever see him on television, it looks like he's in a big stadium. I think that's the case. There are some of these churches, and he has, I think there's 18,000, 20,000 seats in this place. There are many churches. There's one in Las Vegas. I've seen two or three of them. Most of them are in the south of the southwest, where they have these huge buildings. They're called supersized houses of worship. And so as we look around the religious landscape, I wonder what we all think about this, whether it helps the numbers help you get closer to God. What's the reason? I always thought that religion, and I was very involved in my church as a kid growing up, I always thought religion was an intimate thing. What do you get by going to a huge church? The biggest church I've ever been in, Jennifer, was a church in Chicago. That was the church where Obama went. Remember all of the hoopla about the minister whose name I don't remember at
the moment?
Was
it Reverend Wright?
Yeah, Reverend Wright. Thank you. That was good. He has a large congregation. It's a black congregation, sort of a gospel-leaning congregation. And I remember being in Chicago visiting somebody in 2000 when he was running. It was early, I think it was the late winter of 2000. And so I decided to go to this church and went in, warmly greeted. The lady I was with and myself were the only two white faces in a sea of 1,440 black faces. And we were, as I said, very graciously brought into the church. And the lady I sat next to was a wonderful. I remember like it was yesterday. Her name was Bella. And she said, we don't see many white folks in this church. And she was what everybody would want their grandmother to be like. And so nobody made a big fuss about us because we were white. It just was an interesting reality to go into a congregation. I grew up in a church that was, they probably could have 400 in the church, 450 at one time. And it would be an unusual Sunday when you'd see 450 people in the church at the same time. So, you know, you look around, I'm just making a comment about that church, and then there's so many that are bigger than that. What is that net for you? What's the church like that you go to, Jennifer?
I would say it's medium-sized, I think, probably.
What does that mean, medium?
I don't think it's, like, the largest church on the planet, but it's definitely not a church of, like, 40 people. I'd say we probably have a congregation of, like, 500 to 600 people, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Now, that doesn't mean that they're all there every single week. But
do you have masses at different times or just one mass on Sunday and that's it?
Well, actually, you know what? There's probably more than that. There's got to be at least maybe double that because we have a mass on Sunday. Mm-hmm. No, there's three or four masses on Sunday and then one mass on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, that's and I'd say in each mass is probably maybe 150 people, I'd guess.
Hmm. And when you go, how much interactive congregational conversation is there, either during the service or after the service, or does everybody keep to themselves?
No, I think everybody's very kind when they go into the church before and after. And a lot of times, I mean, churches practice fellowship, so there's sometimes events after the mass.
What does that mean?
It means that they might have an event afterwards. Maybe they have like a bazaar of people selling things, or they might have a breakfast, or they might have things that encourage people to stick around and mingle and meet each other.
Mm-hmm. Kara, what about you? Do you go to any organized church?
I haven't in a long time. The churches I've been to, they've all been kind of different ones because I've gone sporadically throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely found that the one I liked best, and I was kind of surprised by it, was the really big one. And I think it's mostly because they had a band that was there that played with them, and it was a really good band. They were just great live musicians. He was a great singer, and it just made me more invested in it. It made me more interested because I always found that kind of the smaller churches where you're just sitting in a pew, I don't really know any of the hymns. I don't really know any of that stuff. So it was, I don't know. I wasn't as invested, and I found it kind of boring. So the bigger ones where it's more active and you're more engaged, I liked those ones.
I think a lot of people like those big churches for that reason, because the music's typically better. People in a crowd tend to be more energetic, like the crowd is more energetic. So I think that's why people like those big super churches.
Yeah, I think it feels, and maybe this is not how religion is supposed to be, but I think it feels more like a concert than a chore that you have to
It's supposed to be
to.
Whatever you want it to be. It's how you connect. Religion and God are two separate things in my book. I do find it inspirational every once in a while to go to certain churches. This past winter I went to a church a spiritualist church in, I think it was in Burbank, as a matter of fact, or over there somewhere, Jennifer. And there was a large crowd, I would say 300 people, and there was a band. And the music was built around the band. You sang your hymns, and they kept you on tune, if you will. But it didn't make me feel closer to God, but I went to the library that they had in the church, and I bought three or four books that I thought were superb. There's a lot of expansion when it comes to religion and how one worships, that sort of thing, and what you think about God. But I thought, my God, when you look at some of these big churches, holy moly. That's a pun.
Holy moly.
Holy steamrollers. They're big. And do you get closer? I think Joel Osteen has a message. I'm not a fan of the way he delivers it necessarily, but I do think he has a good message. There are so many of these messages that are so good around now to listen to. It doesn't mean you have to be religious. You just kind of listen and get some things out of them if you care to. As a matter of fact, we'd be served better probably if we had more of this sort of, at least from my point of view. And then there isn't this huge distraction created. Now, once again, the Catholic Church is going to lose ground because of what's going on in Australia, the same thing that went on in Boston, only the Pope, this Pope, handle things differently. And so, Jennifer, I would, just as an aside, the fact, if you don't know the story, the Archbishop of Melbourne, well, he's Archbishop of Australia, has been accused of sexual misconduct and of covering up sexual misconduct of others. And he's been rumored to be involved in this for years and years and years. And so he was, for some reason or other, in the Vatican. I'm not sure I understand this part of the story, because the Pope sent him back to Australia to face the charges, whereas the previous Pope took the Cardinal from Boston, who was accused of exactly the same thing and was guilty of it, and everybody knew he was guilty of it. So the day sort of co-conspiracy with the police, the police and district attorney told the Cardinal and his staff that he would be arrested tomorrow at noon. So what did the Cardinal do? He got himself on an airplane that night for Rome and got into the Vatican before noontime the next day so he couldn't be extradited, can't be touched, and that's where he is. So, but there was a different Pope at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these sorts of things have to be discouraging to people. And we've talked about this before, Jennifer.
Discouraging. I think that's... But there are a lot of people who still find inspiration from the Catholic Church who like this new Pope who, I mean, there's still a million people who are going to pay attention. But, is he still complicit in covering this stuff up? Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You talking about the Archbishop or you talking about the Pope?
The Pope.
Really? You think the Pope is? Really? Are they friends, these two guys? The Pope?
I have no idea. I don't know about their friendship. But
think about the club. The thing about exclusive clubs in our world, being a pope is like being the president, right? There's not many people who have been popes. Not many people have been presidents. It's an exclusive club. So maybe that's part of it. Maybe he can't... I do not want to do anything except give this pope the benefit of the doubt just because I think he's quite a stand-up guy and has done a lot in terms of leadership when it comes to issues in the world. But if this is the same old, it isn't going to do him any good. It isn't going to do the Catholic Church any good. Yeah, but one of the things, the simple side of this is people look at Catholics like Jennifer. You're a church. Well, this is Jennifer's fault. She didn't have anything to do with it. That's so silly. It's the hierarchy. Jennifer, you Catholics, I can hear that. I've heard those conversations mm-hmm. with people. You Catholics, no, it isn't you Catholics.
You still have a lot of good people floating around the Catholic Church. And by the way, you have a lot of great priests floating around the Catholic Church. You have a lot of great people who still want to keep the messaging and you know, who don't want to get involved with all of these scandals. But the actions of a few.
I find that outlook counterproductive, too, because if you denigrate people who are doing a good job within the church and just normal people, then I think you make them more likely to be protective of that church and what's in it and maybe less likely to fight against it. So I think you have to work with those people so that you're all working together to stop the bad stuff that's going on within it.
Very astute, Kara.
Thank you.
Yes, I would say that was a very good way of looking at it. Condemning all for the actions of a few is folly. How about that? You can write that down. Doug's quote of the day.
Very wise. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you very much. The wise guy. The wise men and women are here. DJV time is 20 after the hour.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
One of my favorite silly rock songs of all time is this song, 1965, maybe early 66. The group was called Steam. It was a studio group that was just fooling around after a recording session, and somebody came up with this line. I was 68, 69. Sorry, I'm off by a year or so. Anyway, this song became number one. And it was just, they were horsing around in the studio. Na na, hey hey, kiss him goodbye. What do you think? I mean, listen to this. If you haven't, if you need a refresher course on the song, crank it up, Gary. Yeah. What's happening? Yeah. This is Gary DeCarlo. This whole thing. This is a typical studio song, like some of the Archies and Sugar Sugar. The guy, there were a couple of guys like Gary DeCarlo who were voices, usually backup voices, but they were also studio musicians who produced and were responsible in the studio for recording the songs. And so this guy, just in the studio fooling around, did this. The reason we're talking about him is because he died yesterday at 75 from lung cancer. He spent his life being annoyed because after the song became a big hit, the record company assembled a band to perform it live, and they were the ones who were credited as the performers, but they weren't at all. It was this guy and the people in the studio who actually made the hit. But it was such a fabulous... Listen to this song. It's so silly, but yet when you hear the instrumentation, how clever they were for it, especially when you think it's 1968 they're doing this. Listen to the...
Who hasn't gone to a sports game when this isn't what they play, right? When you're winning?
Yeah, it's sort of like a musical jam of all kinds of instruments that were available at the time. And it would take somebody like this who could hear as a record producer how all of these things would fit together. Pretty much like Phil, what's his face, the Wall of Sound. Same thing. It's kind of too bad the way he was discredited because he needed credit. He should have had credit. Interesting, T.J. Levinsky, in one of those music things he does on PBS, did acknowledge his needing to get credit on this song. All right. So anyway, that's I could listen to that song all day long. That's another sad story. Michael Jackson's Chimp. Remember Bubbles?
Bubbles, sure.
Bubbles. Well, he and a bunch of other apes, about 60 of them, are going to be in Florida. Is it this weekend, Karen? It's next week. Next weekend. Next month, is it?
It's next month, yeah. I think it opens July 21st.
Yeah. Bubbles and 60 other chimpanzees who have been a part of movies like Planet of the Apes, a number of film and TV circus animals, are going to be put together to paint. And that's the whole thing. This is a charity set up to help them so that they can live in a center for apes. There's 61 of them need care at the end of their lives. And so a lot of the relatives, Michael Jackson's relatives, have not contributed to Bubbles since he died, which is kind of short-sighted. So anyway, Apes That Paint is going to be an exhibition opening in Miami later in July. Imagine that, though. Think about it. 28 past the hour.
Life isn't always easy. It's not supposed to be. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Although you know deep down to your core that life is not always supposed to be easy, you have to admit there are times when life gets difficult and you kind of forget this rule. All too often we get caught up saying how life should or shouldn't be. And the problem with doing that is when we talk about how life should or shouldn't be, then we're missing how it actually is. But just because life isn't always easy doesn't mean we can't come up with an awesome strategy for facing the tough times. We can, if we want, look at all of our challenges and tough times as adventures. And who doesn't love a great adventure? Take control of the way you see the difficult times in your life. For help finding the adventures along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details. The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Four after the hour, as we are into summertime, summertime, summertime. The pleasant, likable sounds of Jennifer Horne on the radio, along with Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, wishing Victoria well as she enjoys the, what is this, third day, fourth day, fifth day of her honeymoon? She's on a, why do they call it honeymoons? Anyway, what's, why, what's
I don't know, because you're mooning over your honey? I don't know.
Oh, I would try to tell you that, but I was trying not to sneeze into your ear. Whew, excuse me.
Well, that's nice of you. I know not everyone takes that precaution.
It was one of those that never comes out. That
excuse
you're just
me? Wait a minute. That was a shot at me.
It was, but I'm busy talking about me right now. It was one of those sneezes where you go,
yep.
Nothing ever comes
Kaboom.
Out. You feel totally unsatisfied. No, Victoria's been posting pictures of her honeymoon, though.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign, because maybe
posting
she's
posting them,
you know,
on her
Instagram. Last night I saw what looked to be a very drunk new husband, Lewis, sitting on a swing.
That's the problem, huh? Aha. All right. Well, anyway, Sweet Things Instagram at On Air Victoria. So, well, all of us, I've put together a group of people that, among other things, is for my purposes here to be with you. I want people who you think and I think are likable. There's a new book, Jennifer, called Popular, The Power of Likeability.
I got that. Please.
Did you see it? Oh, did you see the book?
I wrote the book, Dougie.
Oh, good for you, Jennifer. The Power of Likeability in a Status-Obsessed World. When I think about this, and I think about what it means to be popular, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I went to a political rally last night, and I'm going to another one tonight because it's the season of politics. My town of Framingham will become a city, and there's going to be a city council election and a mayoral election, and for some reason or other, I seem to be in the heat of it, in the middle of it, and it's okay because I want to be active. I think you need to be active. If you're involved, you have problems, then you need to work on them and help solve them yourself. There's no sense in complaining and not doing anything. But when I mention this sort of thing, that's one type of popularity, a political popularity. But I don't think it really gets to the nitty-gritty. I'm not saying you couldn't use this likability reflection on people who are politicians, who have friends. I've gotten to know a lot of these people, and for a while I didn't like some of them. But now as I get to know them better, and they seem to be interested, maybe what it is it's a reflection that comes back to you, as most things do. When you really think about it, if people pay attention to you, you tend to like them more than if people that you want to know or get close to don't pay attention. Is that silly? It's sort of self-focused, but that's what we are as human beings. We are self-focused. Think about children when they come out of the womb and the attention we give to them. And as they grow up, their whole world is them. And sometimes people don't grow out of that. And so those people, I'm not sure.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Anyway, the fact that some of us are lifelong friends, some of us are short-term friends, but and I think some of it has to do with how well you know somebody. You might be friends with someone until you really get to know them, and then you don't like them. But in the case of the people who are here on the air and the people that you like, I think, I'm just not talking about radio, but I'm talking about in general, who it is that you like, how you're attracted. You ever think about that, Jennifer? How you're attracted to people? Why are we friends, for example? And the attraction that you have to others that you like. You and Kara are friends. There's a difference between being friends and being friendly, to be sure, but I think you have to be friendly in order to be friends. And you also have to, you have to show up, you have to be a friend is a friend to the end. I've used that 100 times, how you spell friend, learn how to spell it. But you, if you are one, if you want to have a friend, you need to be a friend. And so I'm just thinking about those who, you're very popular because you're very friendly. I say that to Jennifer. I don't know much about your life outside of work, Kara, but I'm guessing that in your circle, you're very likable. People like you because you're a genuine sort. And so I bring all of this up because of seeing this book. But I also know that if you are friendly or you have great friends, it has superb health benefits. Did you know that? The happier you are, the more satisfied you are, the healthier you are. And so think about the people that you hang around with and what you like about them. And the people, I fired a guy on the farm yesterday because I didn't like him. I didn't like
terrible.
His attitude.
I would not let that get out.
Why?
Because I don't know if you want that to be out there, do you?
I do.
Were there other reasons besides just not liking him?
Well, I think there were a combination of things, the overcharging me for his time and things or not completing tasks, that kind of stuff. But I just, maybe I should read, maybe that's not really true or fair. Now, thank you, Jennifer, for asking me that. He actually wasn't a bad guy, not a bad fellow. He's just kind of mixed up and needs a lot more than what we can provide for him. You know, it's people who come to work that need things that distress me because I hire folks because I need something. you pay people because you need them to work. Sometimes you can become friends with them, but, you know, generally speaking, the relationship between bosses and the people that work for them is, I have a job, I have some money, will you please perform this task for me, and I'll pay you for it. And then if we're fortunate along the way, I had another example of it last night. A bunch of my friend, the cattle dealer, brought some more cows to the farm. He's a cattle dealer. He found some beautiful Jersey heifers that he knew I would like, so he brought them to the farm. And while we were talking about our business, a lady drove into the driveway and said, "Do you know that your cows are out?" Looked at her. What do you mean? We just put them in the pasture. But some of the cows that had already been there got out down at the other end. And remember, this is like, you can't even see the fence. It's so far away from the barn. There's 80-some-odd acres of pasture land on the farm. And so we got into the truck and we drove around. We found where the cows got out. And then when I came back, I looked at him and I said, because I've known this guy for 50 years. And I said to him, "How do you realize what great friendship we have? And how, you know, he went down with me to fix the fence." This guy's 82 years old.
Wow.
And he still works every day, all day, buying and selling cattle all over New England. And won't quit until he can't do it anymore. And so he went in and he grabbed a hold of the fence. The two of us were pulling it. But I thought in reflection, we were going back. I said, "Hugh, you're a great friend.
He's helping you.
Yeah. Well, but he's always been.
Why did you like him?
Because he has values that I share.
And because he was helping you.
And because he was helpful.
I think I found in most instances when people are very taken with me, it's because I push the attention on them. And I think that's human nature. I think if you make something about someone else, then that adds to your own likability.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come into your life and they don't stay long. They can still be close. And then there are other people that stay with you for your life. There are some people for whatever, you know, the relationship goes so far and then it, you know, comes to its conclusion.
Sure.
Or maybe you have a different sort of relationship with that person. But it's very interesting, and I think reflective. We have a lot of time from now for the next week or 10 days, excuse me, because a lot of business will be closed from today on to a week from Monday. Some will be closed from today until next Wednesday. It's the 4th of July. This is one of the most significant holidays. I think I've said this before. There are only really three or four legitimate holidays in our country, for me anyway. And they are 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's, and Memorial Day probably is what I would consider a legitimate holiday, and Thanksgiving, those five. Rest of them are all a waste of time, and nobody pays attention to them anyway. But this is a good time to think about who your friends are. And are you a good friend? And how is it that you, in a way, you analyze, is your friend a better friend to you than you are to him or her? And are men's friendships different than women's friendships? Ever think about that? Are men different when it comes to being friends? How so?
They are.
Yeah, how so?
Well, I think that women's relationships are definitely just a little bit different. I don't know. I think that we talk about more. We actually have more meaningful conversation, where men, I think, are happier just to have someone to watch a game with or to relax with, and it stays more surfacey. But I think for men, that's okay. I don't think you have to overtalk things so much when you're a man.
Yeah, I think there tends to be a little less, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but a little less upkeep when it comes to male relationships. I think that a lot of men are happy to, just sit and be together, which is nice, and I think they can also, you know, go months or years. Like, I think of my dad with his brothers. Like, he will sometimes go weeks or months without talking to them, but then when they get together, it's like nothing has changed, and then they sit there and talk to each other forever, and then they go another couple months without really being in contact. And I think that happens with a lot of male friendships. I'm not a guy, so maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. And I think of yesterday, I had a really long conversation with my roommate about things that guys would never talk to each other
like
about.
What?
Well, I'm not going to say it on air. It's private.
Uh-huh.
But I think women talk about a lot of personal women's issues with each other that guys don't ever get into.
Some guys. I find some of the conversations I have with the people that I'm closest with of the opposite sex, one in particular, I'm often criticized because I'm the one who does most of the talking and she listens. And I'm actually focused more now on listening because I want to listen. The radio world has taught me to not let there be any dead air.
I know about that.
And so when there isn't a conversation going on, I feel like, oh, we got to have a conversation. But you don't have to have a conversation sometimes. And she's incredible. I'll go on for 30 minutes, and in 3 seconds, she's summarized and answered, same in terms of how she might respond to a three-paragraph note with three sentences. And that's the way it is. It just depends. I don't think it's a male-female thing, although it is more typical, I think you're right, Kara, of women handling things in a different way than men in general. Men don't want to, you know, the men are grunters.
It's interesting how that works, too, because sometimes it's great to, you know, have someone who gives a succinct response and is able to, you know, it is a talent to be able to put everything together like that. But for me, you know, I always feel weird when I get an email back from someone. If I've sent, you know, a long email that says a lot and I have, like, an exclamation point or something like that, and I feel so unfulfilled when I get a response that's just one sentence.
It's just like, yes.
And I'm like, wait, did you read this? Did you actually understand everything that I'm saying? Like, I need more than that, and I don't know if that's a male versus female thing or just a personality
unfulfilled
thing. Yeah,
you hear that?
Yeah, no, I get it. You like dump out your soul and you get back the number four or something like that. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
The number four.
You hear that? All right, let's talk about something that you do need to hear about. Wave and their home solutions for the excess water that's in your home, i.e. moisture control, ventilation control. This is so much better. This system is so much better than a dehumidifier. You will have no more odors. Dampness goes away. Gases go away. All the toxins go away. No buckets, no filters. Yep. The Wave air purifier is so much better than a dehumidifier in any number of ways. But the best thing is it expels gases and radon, that sort of thing, that are polluting your house. Where you might spend $90 to $100 a month on a dehumidifier for electricity, the Wave is $3 a month. There's no maintenance required to dump any buckets of water, change the filters. It's large, and it can be used in most any area of the lower end of your home, whereas the dehumidifier, you got to put it in a specific area. Now, it's quiet, it's efficient, there's a 10-year warranty with all the products that come from the Wave, folks. Wave Home Solutions. Here's what you do. You want to get rid of the moisture and control the air in your home, go to dryair123.com. Ladies, you filled out that information, right? Get the info.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Dryair123.com. You don't sound too convincing, Jennifer. Dryair123.com. Yeah.
How dare you judge me?
888-997-WAVE. 888-997-9283 for the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Get the info. At least get started that way. I think you'll be helping yourself to a much healthier life in your home. It's 10 before the hour.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Tech Talk time. Victoria normally carries the burden of this information, but because I've become such a technologist myself, I've sort of been wrestling with her as to who should do this. Ha, ha, ha. probably should have had a care. Well, no, I have some credibility when it comes to some of this stuff. For example, in a moment, I'm going to help you understand how to find out which apps are killing your battery on your iPhone or on your device. That info and perhaps a solution for the problem in just a moment.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Well, for those of you who are concerned about what's killing your battery, I had this experience myself. I went through everything and found what I found out is that there's no one app that's a battery killer. It varies from one person to the next, depending on what you use, what your habits are with your phone. If you're somebody who leaves your phone on your desk for most of the day, turning on and off your screen probably isn't what's doing it. If you're listening to iTunes at the office, your music app is probably, the problem. As a way to find out, though, which apps are draining your phone, if you want to save your battery on days when you know you're going to be away from a charger, you can get proactive and limit your use. Find out how to do this. Go to your phone iPhone settings, scroll down to battery, tap it. You'll see a battery usage broken up by the last 24 hours, the last 7 days. You can look at the app that way. You'll also see which apps are using up battery life with background activity, meaning that even though you aren't using the app, you did swipe up close to it and it's draining your power. If you want an even more telling indicator, tap the clock icon along the top right corner. This will tell you exactly how much time you spent in each app.
I didn't realize because you know, I got an iPhone for the first time last year, so there are still some things that I'm learning about it.
Yeah.
So I've actually, while I was reading this, I was actually going through and checking mine, and you know, everybody uses different things the most, but I use Twitter and Instagram probably the most, so I was just looking and I can see, okay, how much percentage they're taking up of the battery, but I just looked at the clock to see how much time, and I can see that Instagram, I've had it on screen for a while, but in the background it's been running for 20 minutes. And then my Messenger app for Facebook has been running in the background for 49 minutes. So those are all things. And, you know, when I first got my iPhone, I was like, oh, this is amazing. The battery life is so long. And then, of course, I downloaded apps and it's gotten much, much shorter.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize until recently I wasn't closing out of my background apps. So that's definitely helped. So do you know how to do that on yours?
I do, as a matter of fact. I learned how to do it the hard way because my battery was going dead and to try to figure it out. So
and it's super simple. All you have to do, if anybody doesn't know how, is just double-click the home button on your iPhone, and then a bunch of different pages show up, all the pages you've looked at, and you literally just swipe up on them, and then it closes them.
So this is going to – that's something there to help you. There's also the people who can't carry cell phone chargers around. There's a new – there's a new device that's being developed in California. As a matter of fact, the office has this company in Santa Monica. It's called U-Beam. And they've spent $26 million so far this year to figure out a way to charge your phone without having to plug it in. And that's really what they're going by. They say by this time next year, there will be a new wireless charging technology that will fix the problem of your phone going dead and you're not being able to plug it in or not being close enough to something that will help you plug it in.
That is so cool. I can't wait to check that out. That sounds awesome.
Yep. So your future may be free of cell phone chargers after all.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.